Now, time for our daily thought. And as I mentioned, Dr. Simon Colstow is with us for the rest of this week. And every day he's talking about a different scientist who mixed their faith and their science. Simon lives in Botley. He's right in front of me right now. Simon, very good to see you. I like this idea. Was this your idea to come up with this? It's good.
Oh, yes. Talking to Dave about different ideas that he thought would be good.
Yeah, I like that. So. And Dave being Dave Adcock, by the way, our sort of daily thought supremo. So we've got different scientists every day. Galileo today, over to you.
Good morning. In this Darwin Anniversary Week, I plan to look at four famous scientists and ask how their discoveries influenced their life and faith. First off this morning is Galileo Galilei, the 17th century physicist and astronomer, famous for being one of the first to point a telescope at the stars, and also for discovering the principles of gravity by supposedly dropping objects off the top of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. However, perhaps even more memorable than his scientific discoveries was Galileo's trial before the Roman Inquisition, the guilty verdict, and his subsequent sentencing to a lifetime of house arrest. This was because he taught that the Earth orbited the Sun, contradicting the Church's teaching that the Earth was stationary centre of the universe. Some say that the way Galileo was treated is typical of what happens when evidence-based science meets faith-based religion. Indeed, some contemporary authors argue that religion is an old-fashioned way of looking at the world, and scientists like Galileo are the heroes responsible for bringing about a new, less superstitious scientific age. However, this was not how Galileo himself understood the matter. In a long letter explaining how he understood the relationship between science and faith, Galileo argued that it was a serious mistake to view the Bible as if it were a scientific textbook, because it was written not to teach physics or biology, but rather to convey truths about people and their relationship with God. He wrote, "The Bible shows the way to go to heaven, not the way the heavens go." 400 years later, we would do well remembering these words of Galileo. Although science shows us how the world around us works, it is, and cannot, ever be an excuse for not living a life of faith.
Very good. Thank you very much indeed for that. We'll see you same time tomorrow. And looking at my list here, it's Isaac Newton.
Isaac Newton tomorrow.
Yeah, look forward to it. Thank you very much indeed. Simon Colstow with our daily thoughts. It's